Johnson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual sovereignty. And today is the 26th of June, 2010. It's good to have you with us. Last week we had a power failure here, had some major storms go through here in southern Michigan, and it knocked out the power. But not only the power, it knocked out the phone lines too. So it was kind of interesting. We had a complete blackout here. A lot of trees, some of them were taken down and uprooted. Some real severe early summer storms coming through here in southern Michigan. And so it's pretty interesting. But everything's up and running now. Good to be back. And a lot going on in the world, of course. You know, we're already 2 months into this BP oil spill. I'm not going to talk the whole show about this. We have a lot of information, other information to cover. But I do think it's worthy of noting, ladies and gentlemen, that we have people dying now. And I'm not sure really what to make of this. I wouldn't have thought anything of this. Press TV is reporting that two BP spill response personnel were killed. They say more than 2 months after BP's massive oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico, the U.S. Coast Guard says two people related to the spill response have been killed. Admiral Thad Allen, the Federal Spill Response Commander, said on Wednesday that one person died in a swimming pool accident and another on a vessel conducting oil skimming, according to the Washington Post. Now, he says he didn't bother to elaborate any further on those deaths. Now, that's I wouldn't have thought anything of that, except now we have the L.A. Times reporting that the Gulf oil spill boat captain was despondent over the spill, and he committed suicide. So do we have a pattern here? You know, all of this could be coincidental, and certainly, you know, but when people start dropping dead, it kind of gets my attention. And certainly I have the article up on newswithviews.com now. I mentioned I was going to connect the dots with the financial information there. We have all that there. There's 37 footnotes. All of it's very well documented. I tried to make sure that people can't call me a conspiracy kook. I expected, even with the footnotes, that I would get a lot of hate mail, a lot of people calling me a nutcase, but actually, I think I've gotten about 20 emails now on this thing, and not a single one of them yet has been negative. Anyway, I'm going to cover a little bit about this boat captain, and then we'll move on to some other information. Lots going on the border. It's going to be a cram-packed program, and in the second hour, we should be visiting with Jim Beers, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, The Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, I mentioned before the break, we have some deaths associated now with this BP oil spill, and we're being told that the boat captain, for one thing, being despondent over this spill, the story is, anyway, that he committed suicide. And maybe he really did, but we know... During the Clinton years, there were a lot of people that committed suicide, supposedly, and we know that there were a whole lot of suicides that were happened around the commander-in-chief. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the point where we have enough evidence with this operation that continues to go on in the Gulf, with the financial transactions that have taken place, with the acquiring of companies like Boots and Coots by Halliburton, which is being utilized in the Gulf to drill oil relief wells. All of this stuff going on right now, I think it's fairly obvious for anybody who's been paying attention that this is an operation. This is something that they did, and they did it on purpose. And if you're a new listener, you haven't heard anything about this before, this is going to sound insane to be talking about this. I highly encourage you to go to the website, governamerica.com, and right above the picture of the burning oil rig that's on the main page right now, you can click on Operation Gulf Grease, And that will give a background, just the basic information about how these financial transactions have taken place. Operation Gulf Greece on the website right now. And it'll take you over to newswithviews.com where the article appears. But now we have this situation where this boat captain, supposedly despondent over the spill, they say he's committing suicide. Now, this comes again from the LA Times. They reported just 3 days ago. They say William Allen Cruz, age 55, a charter boat captain recently hired by BP as a vessel of opportunity out of Gulf Shores, Alabama, died Wednesday morning before 7:30 a.m. of a gunshot wound to the head, likely self-inflicted. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that we told you folks about is the fact that the oil rig workers were forced to sign statements saying that they had no personal or firsthand knowledge of the incidents regarding the explosion. They were not allowed to phone family. They were not allowed to talk to friends, relatives, without signing these statements. They were not allowed to go home without signing these statements. So, anyway, this guy dies from, this is a captain, the boat captain of the BP, hired by BP as a vessel of opportunity out of Gulf Shores, Alabama, died Wednesday morning before 7:30 a.m. of a gunshot wound to the head, likely self-inflicted, authorities said. He had been quite despondent about the oil crisis, said Stan Vinson, coroner for Baldwin County, which includes Gulf Shores. Cruz, who lived with his family in nearby Foley, Alabama, reported to work on Wednesday morning, as usual, at the Gulf Shores Marina on Fort Morgan Road in Gulf Shores, Vinson said. He met up with his two deckhands at his boat, the Rookie. One of the deckhands later told Vinson that Cruz seemed his usual self. He seemed his usual self, sending them to fetch ice while he pulled the boat around to the gas pumps. As the deckhands walked off to get ice, they heard what sounded like a firecracker, Vinson said. They turned around but didn't see anything out of the ordinary, so they proceeded to gather the ice and wait for Cruz at the pumps. He never showed. After waiting a while, the deckhands returned to the boat, which was moored where they had left it, Vinson said. They went aboard and found Cruz at the captain's bridge above the wheelhouse, Vinson said. He had been shot in the head. A Glock handgun was later recovered from the scene, and investigators do not suspect foul play, Vinson said. Vinson said Cruz was in good health, did not suffer from any mental illness, and was not taking psychotropic medications. But he said it's not surprising the oil spill has weighed heavily on his mind, as it has many local fishermen no longer able to support themselves with deep-sea sport fishing trips for marlin and the like, Vinson said. So you got this guy showing up for work. And I don't want to make too much of this. Maybe he really did commit suicide. But it seems like he would have stayed home if he was going to do that. Why would he show up for work, apparently getting ready for the day, act like his normal self, like nothing's wrong, and then all of a sudden put a gun to his head and blow his brains out? Not on psychotropic drugs, no history of mental illness. It's a very odd story. And there's just so many odd things associated with this, what I could now call an operation, ladies and gentlemen. In the meantime, the San Francisco Chronicle reporting, BP oil spill corrects at dispersants suspected in widespread crop damage. They say just when you thought the damages BP could cause was limited to beaches, marshes, oceans, people's livelihoods, birds and marine life, there's more. BP favorite dispersant Corexit 9500 is being sprayed at the oil gusher on the ocean floor. Now, we've talked about Corexit and how toxic it is, so I'm going to skip down here. They say it seems like damage brought by the oil gusher has spread way beyond the ocean, coastal areas, and beaches. Collateral damage now appears to include agricultural damage way inland Mississippi. A mysterious disease has caused widespread damage to plants, from weeds to farmed organic and conventionally grown crops. There is a very strong suspicion that ocean winds have blown Corexit aerosol plumes or droplets and that dispersants have caused the unexplained widespread damage or disease. There's no other explanation for the crop damage. Everything points to something that has a widespread effect on plants and crops. While no one precisely knows, all the signs point to BP's use of aerosolized Corexit brought inland by the ocean winds or rain. So we have this going on, as we told you that more than likely this was going to end up causing crop damage. We've told you about supposedly Russian scientists supposedly saying that the East Coast could be destroyed. You know, I'm trying to be a little more laid back about this story, ladies and gentlemen. As I talked to a listener a few weeks ago who called me after the show, and he was very doom and gloom about this whole thing, and you know, I don't want to overblow this as being a major catastrophe that's going to change life as we know it in America. But there seems to be an awful lot of alarmism out there, and there seems to be an awful lot of people that are building this up. And fear is a very useful tool as well for the elitists. So on the one hand, I do think it's a major disaster, and I think that it's being utilized to condition minds of the people for a specific predetermined solution. We know this is the pattern. We know this is what the plan is. Whether or not this was orchestrated, and I think it's pretty safe to say it was, we know this is going to be utilized in a major way for cap and trade, law of the sea treaty, sustainable development of the oceans, all kinds of things. Wall Street Journal is reporting that seafood prices, are the impact of this situation is going to be limited. Why? Because we import 83% of our seafood. Only 2% of domestic supplies come from the Gulf. That's from the Wall Street Journal. Here we see from the Examiner, Florida Gulf Coast oil spill. Plans to evacuate Tampa Bay area are in place. Now we have the Federal Emergency Management Agency planning evacuations as things continue to grow worse, and they're talking about the Gulf states becoming uninhabitable. Keep in mind, under Agenda 21, they don't want you living on coasts. Coastal areas, there need to be buffer zones between human activity and the coastal areas. They say in this Examiner piece, as FEMA and other government agencies prepare for what is now being called the worst oil spill and disaster in history, plans to evacuate the Tampa Bay area are in place. The plans would be announced in the event of a controlled burn of surface oil in the Gulf of Mexico, or if wind or other conditions are expected to take toxic fumes through Tampa Bay. This practice has been used by the U.S. Forestry Service when fire and smoke threaten the health and well-being of people. The elderly and those with respiratory problems would be more susceptible to health risks in the event of a controlled burn. Anyway, so the evacuation plans are going forward, and I'm not sure how much more of this I'm going to read. Moving along here, from WDSU, Channel 6, federal government halts sand berm dredging. This is another example of the government trying to interfere with certain things that apparently need to be done to protect the shoreline, contributing to the impact of the crisis. I'm almost up to break time, but they say the federal government has shut down the dredging that is being done to create protective sand berms in the Gulf of Mexico. The berms are meant to protect the Louisiana coastline from oil, but the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has concerns about where the dredging is being done. The department says one area where sand is being dredged is a sensitive section. It's a sensitive. We got to protect the biodiversity, listeners. We got to be careful not to disturb the marine life in the area, even as the Corexit and the oil is going to destroy the marine. This is the kind of nonsense, the insanity that we have going on right now. All right, let's take the break. We'll continue on the other side. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. The website is www.governamerica.com. That's www.governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. As we continue on here, from the New York Times, and you know, I've told you folks often on this show, and it's one of the topics I frequently talk about, is how the United States has had a history of funding both sides of every conflict. This is something that's been going on for a long time, really, as far as I can tell, throughout our history. And the current situation in Afghanistan, Iraq, maybe soon to be Iran, North Korea, who knows, as these plans move forward. And all of this stuff was planned far in advance. PNAC report, Project for a New American Century, mapped out the war on terror before 9/11 ever happened. But we have this situation going on, and I'm going to cover these things as they come out, ladies and gentlemen, because it just keeps happening over and over again. Nothing ever changes. And now we see again, a couple weeks ago, New York Times reporting, Afghanistan, security companies using American money to fund insurgents and bribe Taliban. Now, if you have sons or daughters over in the Middle East, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I think that you need to really reassess. And I think your support for what they're what's going on over there. And I'm careful in how I word this because, on the one hand, I understand people get very emotional about wars and about supporting the troops. But what we have to understand is that support for the troops doesn't mean support for the mission, necessarily. And some people get very, very obnoxious in their anti-war protesting, their anti-war statements, start going overboard at making the troops look villainous, and I think that plays into another dialectic. It goes too far the other way, because the important thing is, ladies and gentlemen, that the victimization that's going on in foreign countries right now is being done by victims of a different sort, and that's our military. They themselves are victims. They're victim of lies. They're victim of deceptions. There's a lot of atrocities that go on in wars. There's a lot of horrendous things that happen, a lot of inexcusable behavior. And I don't want to excuse the behavior. It's very draconian and very nasty. It should never happen. Of course, you got to understand, too, that there's a lot of conditioning that happens with the troops. These people are there's rallying that happens, mental gymnastics that they jump through. They get them in there, teach them that these people are not human. These people are dogs. These people, they dehumanize the enemy. There's conditioning that goes on to dehumanize the so-called enemy. And who's the enemy? Whoever the government says is the enemy. Whatever zone we're trying to take over, whatever area, whatever country, sovereign country, we're trying to overthrow. In the name of increasing profits of the military-industrial complex, stealing their mineral resources, and building our one-world global government. And that, in a nutshell, is what these wars are all about. So it's very profitable to have these wars extended out when you have those policymakers making the money off the wars. And here you have, once again, the United States funding both sides of the conflict. New York Times, June 7, 2010, for months. Reports have abounded here that the Afghan mercenaries who escort American and other NATO convoys through the Badlands have been bribing Taliban insurgents to let them pass. Then came a series of events last month that suggested an all-out collusion with the insurgents. After a pair of bloody confrontations with Afghan civilians, two of the biggest private security companies, Watan Risk Management and Compass Security, were banned from escorting NATO convoys on the highway between Kabul and Kandahar. The ban took effect on May 14th. At 10:30 a.m. that day, a NATO supply convoy rolling through the area came under attack. An Afghan driver and a soldier were killed, and a truck was overturned and burned. Within 2 weeks, with more than 1,000 trucks sitting stalled on the highway, the Afghan government granted Watan and Compass permission to resume. Watan's president, Rashid Popal, strongly denied any suggestion that his men either colluded with insurgents or orchestrated attacks to emphasize the need for their services. Executives with Compass Security did not respond to questions, but the episode and others like it has raised the suspicions of investigators here and in Washington, who are trying to track the tens of millions in taxpayer dollars paid to private security companies to move supplies to American and other NATO bases. Although the investigation is not complete, the officials suspect that at least some of these security companies, many of which have ties to top Afghan officials, are using American money to bribe the Taliban. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, they supposedly had elections over there. Supposedly, they installed this guy in office whose cousin or brother has ties to the Afghan drug trade. I mean, we can't have an honest election in this country. And we're expecting that Afghanistan's having honest elections? These are installed puppet leaders. One of them was a CIA asset. How convenient is that for us as we have the Afghan poppy trade continuing to flourish? I got to take another break. We'll come back from the break and we'll continue this and move on to other things as well. Lots going on. Stay with us. This is Govern America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, radio@governamerica.com. That's my email address. I keep it open during the show, so if you'd like to correspond, radio@governamerica.com. As we continue here, before the break, we were talking about how the United States funds both sides of every conflict, and that's going on today. And I don't want to get into a long dissertation about this, but I think it's important to cover these things when they come out. Because it's a good reminder in case, and folks, if you know somebody that's thinking about signing up for the military, I ask you to please put this information in front of them. Right now we don't have a mandatory draft. I don't know what the status of the stop-loss policies are, but supposedly they say we have an all-voluntary military today, and with stop-loss, certainly it's not voluntary after your time is up and you want to leave and you can't. But this is something that people need to know. Young people don't understand these things when they sign up. when recruiters come to high schools and they're trying to sucker these young kids into signing up for this stuff, they don't tell them this stuff. Nobody would sign up. But this needs to get out there. This information needs to get out there in the public domain. It needs to be widely available. I guarantee you Fox News, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC, these networks are not going to be talking about this stuff. If it weren't for the Internet, which they're trying to shut down desperately now, we would not even know about this stuff going on. So it's very important to spread the word to those that are not paying attention. Anyway, they say, and this is from the New York Times. I think it's June 7th. It was just two or three weeks ago. It says, the episode and others like it has raised suspicions of investigators here in Afghanistan and in Washington who are trying to track tens of millions in taxpayer dollars paid to private security companies to move supplies to American and other NATO bases. Although the investigation is not complete, the officials suspect that at least some of these security companies, many of which have ties to top Afghan officials, which we've installed, my words, not theirs, are using American money to bribe the Taliban. The officials suspect that the security companies may also engage in fake fighting to increase the rate. Now listen to this, folks. The officials suspect that the security companies may also engage in fake fighting to increase the risk of their on the roads, and that they may sometimes stage attacks against competitors. So not only do we have these mercenary contractors over there fighting supposedly the Taliban, which we're funding with our tax dollars, but they're also evidently fighting each other. I mean, you have to laugh because it's so insane. They say the suspicions raise fundamental questions about the conduct of operations here, since the convoys and the supplies they deliver are the lifeblood of the war effort. Quote, we're funding both sides of the war, unquote, a NATO official in Kabul said. The official who spoke on the condition of anonymity because the investigation was incomplete said he believed millions of dollars were making their way to the Taliban. They go on and they talk about how the firms are tied to the officials. In the interest of time, I'm going to leave that article there. That's up on the website, too, by the way, if you want to read the rest of it. I highly encourage you to do so and share it with others. As we move along here we see from the Washington Post, U.S. indirectly paying Afghan warlords as part of security contract. They said the U.S. military is funding a massive protection racket in Afghanistan, indirectly paying tens of millions of dollars to warlords, corrupt public officials, and the Taliban to ensure safe passage of its supply convoys throughout the countries, according to congressional investigators. So we have the Washington Post also reporting it from Press TV, which I believe is an Iranian news service. They say Taliban funded by U.S. taxes. The U.S. military has been giving tens of millions of American taxpayer dollars to warlords in Afghanistan through logistic firms in the war-torn country. I'm not going to read all of these articles, but I'm going to touch on them because I think it's important, ladies and gentlemen. Different sources, they're all saying the same thing. We are funding our own demise. Why are we there? Why are we in Afghanistan? I think that's what everybody needs to be demanding of their lawmakers and policymakers. That we need to get out. And it may end up taking individuals making the decision to say, you know what, I'm not going back. And I realize there's consequences for going AWOL with the military. I realize there's consequences. But ladies and gentlemen, what if they had a war and nobody came? They can't have their wars if nobody's willing to go and fight. So let them handle it. Let these elitists send their sons and daughters off to fight and die. But that never happens. If they ever go to the war zones, they always have bodyguards. They're always escorted around. Moving along here. From Vanity Fair, we see America's war in Afghanistan, now officially longer than Vietnam. They say as of June 7th, the war in Afghanistan has lasted 104 months, surpassing Vietnam as the longest war in American history. American forces invaded Afghanistan in October of 2001. Kabul fell that November, and America's attention shifted to the war in Iraq. It wasn't until after the 2007 troop surge in Iraq, and after that, the 2008 election, that America refocused its attention on Afghanistan, but our troops were there all along. In December of 2009, President Obama committed another 30,000 troops to the region in direct violation of one of his campaign promises, listeners. Proving once again there's no difference between the parties. He said he would bring the troops home. You could take that to the bank. And what does he do? He escalates the war. So presidents are puppets to the New World Order dictator leaderships that operate behind the scenes, in my thinking. I say critics and pundits have not been shy about comparing the conflict to the one in Vietnam. Gordon Goldstein's book, Lessons in Disaster, about President Kennedy and Johnson's national security decisions leading up to the Americanization of the Vietnam War, was circulated around the White House as they formulated the new strategy in Afghanistan. A touchstone of Obama's Afghanistan strategy is the drawing down of troops coming home in the summer of 2011. By that time, the war will be 116 months old, a record we can only hope that will remain in the books for many years to come. Are we leaving, ladies and gentlemen? Are we ever leaving? Do we ever leave? From Reuters, out of the UK, UK troops could stay in Afghanistan for 5 years, according to a general. They say British troops could stay in Afghanistan for up to 5 more years, the head of the British Army was quoted as saying on Wednesday. General David Richards, who was tipped for possible promotion to overall chief of the British Armed Forces, told Prospect magazine that the reason Britain had no more than 10,000 troops in Afghanistan was that it could endure that forever. Within the Army's deployable strength of 75,000. Asked whether U.S. forces could withdraw from Afghanistan, quite soon Richards says, well, it depends on who you talk to. That is not the official line coming out of the White House or the Pentagon. Here we see from ABC News, Aussies could be in Afghanistan until 2040. This is dated June 10th of this year. A former high-ranking United States defense official says Australian troops could be in Afghanistan for the next 30 years. Australia's strategy in the country has been thrust back into the spotlight this week with the deaths of two Australian Army engineers in the Yeruzgan province. Defense Minister John Faulkner says Australian troops are likely to be in Afghanistan for the next 3 to 5 years as part of the U.S.-led effort against a resurgent Taliban. Well, why is the Taliban resurgent, ladies and gentlemen, as we're funding them with our tax dollars? Here we see from Press TV, June 21st of this year, no major U.S. drawdown in Afghanistan. The U.S. says it will not pull out large numbers of its troops from Afghanistan until July of 2011. I guarantee you we're not going to do it then either. Contradicting a promise made earlier by President Barack Obama. In an interview with Fox News on Sunday, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates brushed aside suggestions that Washington would, in accordance with the deadline set by Obama, begin a significant drawdown of its troops in July of 2011. He says, quote, that's absolutely has not been decided, unquote. He also emphasized that any decision would be made based upon the situation on the ground in Afghanistan, and there you have it. Any decision would be made based upon the situation on the ground. Well, what's the situation in July of 2011 going to be like on the ground, ladies and gentlemen? We're not meant to win this war. It's the conflict's going on for a variety of reasons I've already mentioned, not the least of which depopulating. What was it that Henry Kissinger said, that military is just dumb, stupid animals? Henry Kissinger said that, ladies and gentlemen. This is how these people view your children if you're sending your children off to fight and die in the rich man's war. Very important to understand. And here we see from the Associated Press, dated June 21st. Afghan opiate use has doubled in 5 years, UN says. Drug addicts as young as a month old, mothers who calm their children by blowing opium smoke in their faces. Whole communities hooked on heroin with few opportunities for treatment. Use of opiates, such as heroin and opium, has doubled in Afghanistan in the last 5 years, the UN said Monday, as hundreds of thousands of Afghans turned to the drug to escape the misery of poverty and war. Nearly 3% of Afghans aged 15 to 64 are addicted to opiates, according to a study by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime. The UN defines addicts as regular users. That puts Afghanistan, along with Russia and Iran, as the top three countries for opiate drug use worldwide, according to Sarah Waller, an official with the UN's drug office in Kabul. She said a 2005 survey found 1.4% of Afghan adults were opiate addicts. Well, how much of that money is coming, how much of those drugs are coming into this country, and how much is it happening along the U.S.-Mexican border, listeners? But the deals, the backdoor deals, continue. Washington Post reporting CIA gives Blackwater firm new $100 million contract. The Central Intelligence Agency has hired XE Services, the private security firm formerly known as Blackwater Worldwide, to guard its facilities in Afghanistan and elsewhere, according to an industry source. The previously undisclosed CIA contract is worth about $100 million, said an industry source who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the deal, which is classified. Well, not anymore. It's for protective services, guard services, in multiple regions, said the source. Two other security contractors, Triple Canopy and DynCorp International, put in losing bids for the CIA's business, the source said. Anyway, I'll leave that there in the interest of time. Moving along here, we see from ABC News, U.S. troops and contractors in Iraq and Afghanistan suspected of corruption. This is a different story altogether. Just 6 days ago, the U.S. government, which is pressing Iraq and Afghanistan leaders to get tough on internal corruption, is doing the same in its ranks. Cases of suspected fraud and other wrongdoing by U.S. troops and contractors overseeing reconstruction and relief projects in Iraq and Afghanistan are up dramatically. Anyway, they go on in this article to talk about the stealing of money, U.S. taxpayer dollars. It's just a big black hole over there of corruption, of thievery, and the beat goes on, ladies and gentlemen. From Fox News, as our troops are spread out in over 130, 140 countries, who can count anymore, around the world, our military is largely gone out of this country, which is where we need them to protect us from stuff like this. FoxNews.com, radical Islamist group is returning to Chicago for a major recruitment drive. We should have our military patrolling our borders, ladies and gentlemen. They say a radical Islamist group, critics say, has links to Al-Qaeda, is gearing up to host its second annual U.S. recruiting event. And where did Al-Qaeda come from, listeners? They made it up. Al-Qaeda didn't start calling itself, according to the BBC, Al-Qaeda never called itself Al-Qaeda until our government started calling them Al-Qaeda. Because they wanted to create a boogeyman to scare people into allowing these wars to take place. And that was according to a documentary out of the BBC called The Power of Nightmares. If you can find that on the internet, I encourage you to watch it. I don't agree with everything in it. But that is one thing that they said, that Al-Qaeda, a lot of these boogeymen were just made up. And that's a mainstream media documentary out of the UK. Anyway, they said the group Hibiz Ut Tahrir, and I'm sure I butchered the name, America, which is committed to establishing a caliphate or international Islamic empire, kicked up controversy in Chicago last year with its first U.S. conference, Fall of Capitalism and Rise of Islam. Speakers at the conference blamed capitalism for everything from two world wars to Michael Jackson's decision to shed his black skin. It drew more than 500 attendees, dozens of protesters, and a heavy police presence. Now the group is coming back to the Windy City with a second conference, quote, and this is the name of the conference, Emerging World Order. How the Khilafah will shape the world. Emerging World Order. Doesn't it sound interestingly similar to what those that are in charge of our government are proposing? a world order, listeners. So, do we have these groups controlled by the same people that are controlling our government? Or do we have competing world orders being built? This is the insanity of it all. National sovereignty takes a back seat while all this is going on. Americans are being made vulnerable on purpose. Now we have a situation reported by Fox News on June 16th. Obama cedes 3,500 acres of southern Arizona to the Mexicans. We're giving our land away. We're giving our land away to the Mexicans. Can you say Border 2012, listeners? We'll talk about a little bit about this on the other side of the break, because I think this is vitally important. Under the name of protecting you, we're giving sovereign American land away over to the Mexicans. Unbelievable. We'll be back.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Sovereign America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue here, before the break, I was talking to you about how now Obama has basically put 3,500 acres of southern Arizona off limits to Americans because the drug violence in those places has become so out of hand. So basically, while not coming out and saying that they're giving this away, it's been put off limits to you folks, okay? It's been put off limits to people in America from visiting, in the name of protecting you, they're going to put this land off limits. And then they turn around, and it's already been taken over, basically, by the drug traffickers. So we've ceded ground, in other words. We've ceded ground, ladies and gentlemen. Fox News reports, Obama cedes 3,500 acres of southern Arizona to Mexicans, uptick in violence forces closing of parkland along Mexican border to Americans. June 16th of this year. About 3,500 acres of southern Arizona along the Mexican border is closed to U.S. citizens due to an increased violence in the region. Increased violence in the region. The closed-off area stretches 80 miles along the border that includes parts of the Buenos Aires National Wildlife Refuge. It was closed in October of 2006, quote, due to human safety concerns, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said Wednesday in response to news reports on the closure. Well, I guess I didn't see that before. It was closed in October of 2006, and we're just finding out about it now. That's kind of interesting. Pino County Sheriff Paul Babao told Fox News that violence against law enforcement officers and U.S. citizens has increased in the past 4 months, further underscoring the need to keep the 80 miles of border land off limits to Americans. The refuge has been adversely affected by the increase in drug smugglers, illegal activity, and surveillance, which made it a dangerous place for Americans to visit. Quote, the situation in this zone has reached a point where continued public use of the area is not prudent, said refuge manager Mitch Ellis. It's literally out of control, said Babao. We stood with Senator McCain and literally demanded support for 3,000 soldiers to be deployed to Arizona to get this under control and finally secure our borders with Mexico. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the statement, which is on the website, Mexico tells U.S. how to use border troops. The actual statement from the Mexican embassy to the United States, dated May 25th, they basically said when Obama was talking about sending 1,200 National Guard servicemen to the border, they said, we trust that his decision will not be used to police the borders. We trust the U.S. will stick by its legal obligations. And this is the problem, listeners. We've agreed not to stop the tide of migrant workers coming into this country. Why? The only logical solution is the North American Free Trade Agreement. That's why the bill is up on the website right now at governamerica.com at the top, as it's languishing and dying in committee right now, but it needs to be supported. So go there, get the bill, call your congressman, but call your state reps as well, and tell them to put pressure on Congress. Tell them to say, my constituency is demanding that this be done. We need to protect our borders. We can't survive as a country unless we do. Now, there's some other things I want to talk about, and also we're going to be bringing up Jim Beers, if all goes as planned, in the second hour. So stay with us. Much more to come here on Govern America. Don't go away.
With recent international